Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Yes, I don't think so.
Hello, Blake Sterling. How are you?
Good morning, team. How are we?
Good, mate.
Good.
Can I come on the trip in the boat as well?
Yeah, it's actually after... It's leaving Geelong and going to Melbourne, so
I'll
arrange for you to jump on there.
Sounds fantastic.
Down at the station pier.
How are we all?
We're all together for the first time in a while.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, it has been a while. Beth's been away for quite some time.
You've been on a hiatus.
Yeah, and it's good to have you back.
Been on a high, anyway.
You never say that about when we come back.
Sorry?
You never say that when we come back.
Oh,
it's
I
like,
don't.
Oh, you're back.
Oh, you know, well, Beth's been away for quite a while. I haven't heard Beth's voice for quite some time now.
People do miss it.
Oh, really? I know the boys at the Hotham have been missing you. Hello
old,
to Steve and Gav out there, by the way.
Your old smoothie, Blake. Your big news, which Brett has seized upon today, about the German 10-year bond.
Yes.
Perhaps you could explain it from a...
The only part of the email that he read.
No, I didn't read it from Blake. I read it somewhere else.
What does it all mean?
Well, look, when governments issue debt, so when they actually issue bonds, that's what they basically use for their spending money, so to speak. So basically they're putting debt out there for investors to buy up, and there's obviously a particular return on that for investors. Now, in the case of Germany, that particular issue that they've just tried to complete as of this week, only about half of those bonds have sold. And what that basically means is that there's a lot of fear from investors to actually invest in the Eurozone. So even though Germany is seen as basically a power there and very, very safe financially, that whole sentiment has really ricocheted through that environment.
Mm.
And it really just displays, again, how much fear is in the market at the moment.
Yes, the Chancellor, I read a lot about Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany.
Yes.
But apparently she's not all that popular in a political sense of the word.
No, she's seen as sort of more in that sort of centre-right-wing facet there. And overall, I think back home, and we don't probably see it a lot, she's not really seen as that popular. So perhaps that's also downplaying on what's going over there in the Eurozone as well, particularly with Germany.
Yeah, but it seems that somebody's got to take a hard line at this time, but that's never politically popular, is it, for anybody?
No, look, I mean, taking the hard line is I suppose, never really generally seen as the way to go. People want to sort of stay within their own comfort zone, but Angela's done a good job of really pushing a few things forward.
Mm, well, we've now got, you know, new prime ministers in Greece and Italy.
They'll have
to actually show a bit of, you know, determination to get rein in their spending, won't they?
Well, that's right. Angela Merkel and some other leaders within that sort of Eurozone sort of finance field have really put the hard line down on those countries as well and said that you've really got to shape up, otherwise you're not getting any more money.
Yeah. It's a worry.
It is.
It doesn't stop Aussies from going over to Greek islands or to Italy and having a lovely time. It doesn't seem to have any... there seems to be no connection between the euro and people touring Europe at the moment.
No, and look, tourism is obviously one of the biggest industries for Greece, so let's hope that picks up for them as well. So get a few more of us going over there and spending some time there.
Yeah.
And I was during the week, so I was at an establishment, and there was a couple of Italian backpackers there.
Okay.
Young girls, and or in their 20s. And I said, you know, what about the new prime minister? They couldn't give a rat's toss bag about the what's happening in Italy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
They were over here for 12 months just sitting back and...
having a good time.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like, and I've spoken to a few people about this as well, that the government over there, the general population tend to stray away from getting involved with government sort of factors over there. It just seems to be they're a lot more laid back, and perhaps that's the reason why they've gotten into the trouble they actually have over there. But it's a very interesting sort of scenario when you compare it to someone like Australia, where we're obviously very involved with what happens with our government.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, people go for their Tuscan holiday, and just couldn't care less about the politics of it all.
Exactly,
maybe just people are turning off and saying, look, There's nothing we can do about it. Let's just enjoy ourselves.
Mm, yeah, exactly right. And we've heard the announcement as well, team, about the mineral resources rent tax coming in now as well.
Yes. Now,
yes, Blake, now tell us
all about that.
That's what that stood for.
So, yeah, that's MRRT. It's all in the email there, Beth. It's all in the email.
I know.
You can't read.
We thought it was something to do with, you know, the regional transport. MRT.
No, so it's the mineral resources rent tax. So it's now been confirmed. Once all the whole side of things with regard to tax and incentives and so forth are accounted for, the effective rate is about 22.5%, and that's going to apply to companies that are making around $75 million in annual profit.
What about the smaller mining companies, though, Simon? Mm-hmm. Blake. What's happening with them? Are they going to get the same? Are they going to be taxed the same?
No, that will, because with the way they set the tax up now, is that this is actually on top of state-based royalty taxes. So basically, those smaller companies will still have to pay those, but it's only the larger companies, around 20 or 30, they believe this will apply to.
So
that actually have to pay this particular tax.
More money, is he?
Sorry?
Twiggy's going to lose a bit more money.
He may be losing a little bit more money. Yeah, correct.
He's going to lose 7 or 8 billion.
Exactly right. So there's only a few companies that this actually applies to. Overall, the government's hoping that they'll raise somewhere around $11 billion in the first 3 years, which is looking like that's going to then offset all the tax incentives and claims for the increase to the superannuation guarantee.
It's always a bit of a waste of time because one's got to balance off the other, isn't it?
Exactly right, Ian. Yeah. I mean, this tax within the Henry Review was to basically be a distribution among Australians, whereas now it's turned into more of just basically, yeah, out of one pocket into the next.
Yeah. They've got no idea, this government, really, have they?
Well, this tax basically proves it to me that they, I mean, going from the recommendations in the Ken Henry Review to now, the tax is just, it looks nothing like what was designed.
Mm. Would you, as you know, just as an opinion, mm-hmm. Invest in some of the small mining miners on the stock exchange at the moment?
Very, very risky to actually do that because, again, when you're sort of talking about the small cap miners, there's a lot of capital that obviously goes into, you know, physically going out there and researching and trying to find the minerals they're actually trying to find.
Yeah.
So in that, because of that big money, if they don't find what they're actually looking for, there's big losses that are actually incurred there. So you may occasionally find one or two that basically take off, but more often than not, those kind of companies really, unfortunately, don't go too far.
Now, Blake, is that going to stop the bigger mining companies reinvesting in stuff in Australia?
Look, obviously, with the increased costs, a few of the bigger miners have come out and are crying foul, and there are a couple that are saying that Australia is now looking less positive from an investment point of view. But taking it all into consideration, again, there's only really sort of 20 or 30 companies that this tax actually applies to, so I don't see how things are going to change much. And again, with the way this tax has now been set up, there's obviously been a lot of input from these big companies, and there's more than likely been a few backdoor deals done to actually get this through in conjunction with the big mining companies. So I think a bit of the fuel that's going to come out with costs is perhaps just them putting on a bit of a show.
Yeah, we should have a bit of acca-dacca, you know, dirty deals done dirt.
Exactly right.
That's the government's theme song at the moment, the way they're going.
It is.
Oh, well, Blake, we always look forward to your input because it's different, and you take a more of a layperson's view of things.
Thank you.
And we can check it out, and you can hear it, of course, on the Wealth Within website as well, our little iPod.
Yes, so I've got it on the Wealth Within website now, and that's free for everyone to go to our what we call the trading room section of our website. Mm. And we also upload everything to the Wealth Within Facebook page as well, so everyone can jump onto facebook.com/wealthwithin and you can listen to it there as well.
Yeah.
Yes, I've liked that on my Facebook thing now. I get the feeds and that from the company. It's very good.
Excellent.
It's educational. And I'm wondering if Beth has had yet an invitation to become Blake Sterling's Facebook friend. Have you? Has that popped up on your?
No, that should be there. Yeah, I think it's done.
We are both on the list.
Yes, both on there.
Yes. Ooh, we're all friends.
Wow.
Indeed. Well, Blake, if people want to get hold of you or Janine, how can they do that?
Yes, so they can go to our website, which is wealthwithin.com.au, or give us a call on 0392909999.
Listen, on your Facebook, are you still a silhouette, or have we got a real picture of you?
Yeah, Ian, I think for some reason, and I don't know how this has actually started, but it seems like another profile of mine's popped up for some reason.
You've been
so
ghosted or something.
Yeah, so your request has gone through the wrong one. So if you actually look at my, sort of type my name in the search function again,
right,
and Beth and Brett can point it out to the actual right one, there is a photo of me there. So
right.
Jump on that one.
And did you get involved in Movember at all, Blake?
Probably not. Look, I'm unfortunate. I find it very, my mustache would be terrible, put it that way. Like a little, it's not going to
be
good.
It'd be a tragic attempt, would it?
Yeah, it'd be a very, very tragic attempt. So I'm not going to take part in that in the Brit, thank you anyway.
I saw a ripper last night. There was this guy, he looked like a walrus. It went down his neck.
Yeah? Oh my God, wasn't that beautiful?
It was magnificent. It was like it came out of his nose.
Oh.
And it was red.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
Anyway.
On that note.
Yeah, I think that's enough, isn't it? Good on you, Blake.
Thanks for that, guys.
We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks, team. See you later.
Actually, what I have been amazed.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.